Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because my
he's
eyes,
here?
No, well, sort of, because my well, eyes maybe. Saw Hall of Famer Jason Kelce against Hall of Famer Aaron Donald, and my eyes told me Jason Kelce kicked his ass a lot. Jason.
This is so wrong.
Facts are facts.
I never had a sack against you guys.
Facts are facts, sir.
Uh-oh.
Jason, I mean it.
Wait, are these inaccurate facts, Jason?
They're misleading facts.
Are you just being humble?
Yeah, maybe a little double team.
I blocked Aaron Donald one-on-one maybe five times my entire career.
So he was always accounted for in special ways.
I do think me making calls and navigating where he's at and doing things throughout the week to prepare for him, I do think I deserve credit for some of those things that took place. But as far as like me lining up at guard and the slide going away and being man with Aaron Donald, that did not happen to any significant degree, no.
Well, I will say this. You guys, the collective, you handled them. I mean, seriously, like, because look, I think I think the Rams beat you, I think, in the COVID year early,
yeah,
I think. But 2018 out there, 2019 out here.
We had their number for the most part.
Yeah.
The Carson game, obviously. They won that game.
Yeah, the Carson game.
It's one of the reasons why I think in 2018, if we beat the Saints, like if Alshon catches that ball, I think we're back in the Super Bowl.
I just think
we matched up really well with the Rams. I think that we had a great plan. Their best player defensively was a reason they were very good. He would ruin games. And I just don't think enough teams changed what they did for him. Like, it was mind-blowing watching tape. And it's like, oh, the back's over here and the center's sliding away every single time. Like, what are you guys thinking? You're giving him an opportunity to ruin all of your plays. It just made no sense.
He was great. I mean,
he was phenomenal. Yeah, he was the best. He was the best and most dominant and most ferocious. And that's like, you know, Myles Garrett, I think, talent-wise, is probably the best defensive lineman I've ever seen.
Wow.
Aaron Donald, he had the talent, but there was a ferocious, like, relentless nature to the way he played football that just made him so much even better than his talent was at. And it was all those things combined that just was like, man, this guy was like feared. There weren't many guys on the defensive side that were like, people were afraid to play him. Aaron Donald was one of those guys.
Wow.
That's something.
He seems like such a nice guy, too, as a person.
Yeah,
which
let me
is
tell
funny.
You, he ain't nice on the phone. Not one bit of it's nice on the phone. And he's mad at me. He's like, yelling, like, why are you, Kel, stop sliding. Stop helping this guy. I'm like, Aaron, you're the best player in the world.
Well, James, I can tell you, I sat next to him at a banquet. When he was coming out of Pitt, I thought he was...
He's always seemed like such a great guy.
I loved him.
That's so funny.
Yeah, before he played in a game in the pros, and I thought he was a great guy. All right, so know the three names we've given you so far. Jason is one of them. We've given you two running backs this week. Know those three names and the one more we give you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And spread the word to your family and friends. And with the four names, you can win the tickets for the Eagles-Rams game.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, John, I've been holding this audio of Gruden for you. And for Jason. So, Grudog unleashed yesterday on the tush push, but not anti-tush push.
I saw this.
Very.
I believe he had a Harry Carmichael jersey on while
he
was doing
he
it.
Had wow. a Jaws. He had a
it was Jaws.
Jaws.
It was
yeah.
Jaws, okay.
Because they were partners in the Monday Night Football booth,
makes sense.
And they're
makes
good
sense.
Friends.
This
so,
is great.
Grudog is very pro-tush push.
Of course.
Very pro-Eagles, and very anti- the naysayers, which I would be one of them, but we won't go there now. All right. We're going to break this audio up into two parts. Let's just get the introductory part. Gruden's just starting to get it revved up. Let's listen to Grudog.
The hardest yard to get is the yard you need. Third and one. fourth and one at the goal line. And I've heard a lot about this tush-push. We need to get rid of the tush-push. We need to outlaw the tush-push. Hey, just because you run the tush-push, there's no guarantee you get the yard. I mean, here's the Cleveland Browns running a tush-push. The only guy that got his tush-push was the freaking quarterback. Here's another one. The New York Giants running a tush-push. On Monday Night Football, they get stuffed.
All right, so he's just revving up, push. Right?
For sure.
He's right, and John, you know, this is your guy, John.
He's so entertaining.
I'm telling you, this is partly why his teams had success, because like you're not falling asleep in the meeting that Grew is in charge of. And he was the offensive coordinator. So he's the head coach. He's also the play caller, the offensive coordinator. He's doing the install.
For
like
sure.
He's the installer of every single play.
A little different than Brad Childress.
Snap.
A little different.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I think the history professor.
It was the perfect guy to pick there.
It's really a shame they didn't have this sideline reporter that they're doing in the NBA down in the field with John Gruden.
Exactly.
All right. So Gruden's on a roll. He's let it out there. You know where he's going with this, but he brings it home really strong. For those that are pro tush push, which is like 99% of our listeners, you're going to love this. Here's Gruden yesterday.
Just because you run the play doesn't mean you get the yard. There's no reason to outlaw it. Why don't you get some bigger defensive linemen with better pad level? You can't send out a bunch of pass rush specialists. You got to improve your roster. You got to improve your short yardage defense. Hell, why don't they just outlaw the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line? Lane Johnson, out. Mailata, out. You ever see Mailata? I have a picture next to the guy. He's like a freaking oak tree. Get rid of Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson. Mekhi Becton, I know you're in Charger land, but good God. Now they got Steen in there at right guard. Why don't we outlaw the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line? Get your pads down. Get shoe to shoe. And earn that yard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or take that yard away. Do something, but quit complaining.
Oh, my God.
How
it's
great
so
is that?
Good.
I'm telling you, man.
How good is that? That audio courtesy of Barstool. How good is that?
Think about like that. That is what I heard the day I'd just gotten a cell phone. I'd never had a cell phone before. They told me, okay, prior to the NFL draft, get a cell phone at Radio Shack.
Yeah.
I get this cell phone. I'm at Blockbuster Video. That cell phone rings. This woman comes on and says, hey, Coach Gruden wants to talk to you. I had no idea who Coach Gruden was. But that voice, that man, yeah. That craziness gets on the phone. I'm in Blockbuster. He's like, you ready to bring the juice, Richie, or what? Come on down to Oakland. Come across the peninsula. I'm going to come get you. I bet you're out there wearing a rope chain in your backyard, sunning with a towel around your waist. Well, it's even better than that, Richie. Come on up the peninsula. And I had no idea who this was. I had no idea what was going on. I thought this was a prank. I thought this... Come on. Okay, what's the name of this person again?
Sure.
I had no clue. So, again, after the conversation was over, I did not know that I had been drafted.
Well, you were. First pick in the third round, right? Is that what it
no,
was?
No, I was.
End of the second, right? Was it?
Well, I was 63rd.
So, first pick in the third round?
No, back then.
Third pick or something?
Second pick. Pick of the third round.
Second pick of the third round. All right.
Because there were less teams.
So, Jason, here's one thing that I think the Gruden thing helps. The Eagles' quest to keep the tush-push. that kind of commentary, that kind of it's probably going to come up again. But the people like Gruden that say to the world, stop it or do it. I think that does help. Because let's put it this way. The last 72 hours, 4 days times 24 is.
Yeah, if you look at the
It hasn't been good for the Eagles, PR-wise.
Yeah.
But pushback like that can it's going to take another campaign probably.
I think the play's done. I think that the play was going to be done last year. I think that there's a lot of people within the league on multiple levels that want the play to be gone, which is fine. I think we'll still go back to running quarterback sneak, and I'm sure they'll figure out ways to be successful. I'm not really that concerned with it, to be very candid. I think that, he brings up a number of great points. I mean, the reality is the Eagles are the only team that run this at a competitive advantage. Every other team that tries this does not have the statistical evidence to suggest that there is a major competitive advantage. So if that's the reason you want to outlaw it, where is the data that everybody else is getting this at a high percentage? Mm-hmm. It's not out there.
No.
And then if, again, the pushing the runner is the one argument that I can understand that is a viewpoint. My argument to that is that the defensive line, they can gang tackle. They can push each other on top of a running back. Like, why can't I assist my guy? So I think that there's an argument to be had there, and that'll fall wherever it does. I think that the health thing, I understand the optics of it, but I just – again, as someone who ran the play, I do not think it exposes you at much risk because there's not enough momentum. Everybody knows what's coming. There's no surprise. Nobody's going to be – I actually think you are higher to get hurt as an offensive lineman, especially on a regular short yardage play. On power, I block down on a nose guard and they kill a three technique who lands into my knee while I'm standing there. I've seen that happen all the time. I have never seen an offensive lineman blow a knee out on quarterback sneak. I don't think it's even – I don't even know if it – I mean – listen, it's
theoretically possible.
Could happen.
But unlikely, yeah.
I don't think that the health stuff, I think, is a lot more optics than it is in reality, and the statistics back that up. So,
but you do think it's going to be gone?
Yeah, I think that enough people want it gone, and enough people in important places want it gone. And I think that I don't care particularly. I think it's kind of cool to run a play that they just get rid of for not a lot of really very good reasons. And I think that the Eagles are still going to run the quarterback sneak at a very high level. I think there's ways to, adjust moving forward when that inevitability probably does happen. But I do think for the rest of the year, the Eagles need to be very careful. They're going to be under a microscope, highly scrutinized, and, staying out of the neutral zone and timing the snap count a little bit closer to the snap will be much better PR for the remainder of the season. And also, I think that they'll still get the first down. So just do it that way.
This neutral zone stuff, like, holy cow, if they really start calling this tight, it's going to change things. I mean,
I've been yelling it
a game or two, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll change anything because I think the Eagles will still get the first down even if they're out of the neutral zone. I think the D-line can be in the neutral zone. I think it's still going to be a 90-plus percent success rate. I just... Mm-hmm. I don't think enough teams are dedicated enough to stopping it and allocating enough time, thought, and effort into it. And the Eagles have, at this point, most of the guys on that line, including the quarterback. I don't think people realize how much of an advantage it is that they have run this over 100 times at this point.
Mm-hmm.
How many times does a defensive line face quarterback sneak throughout a season? I don't, like 20 maybe? Maybe even less than that? Like, the Eagles rep count and experience in this play, and I know it doesn't feel like it's that convoluted, and it's not, but that adds up, man, and they have the players to do it. I still think it's going to be executed very highly. I think, I do think it will go eventually, and I think that the Eagles will go back to running regular quarterback sneaks, at which we were still 92% effective.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really do not care at this point. I'm very tired about talking about it and having to refute points that I think don't make a lot of sense logically, and it's just people grasping at straws. That's about all I got.
There he is. He ends it with, yep, that's about all I got.
Yep.
Jason, very good stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.